And this is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news update for your hour. And this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And the Tuscola County Commissioners will meet at 8 a.m. Thursday, April 16th. A little late, I guess, but it is today, in the Purdy Building at 125 West Lincoln Street in Cairo. According to the preliminary agenda, commissioners are expected to address some issues and act on others. An outline for possible ballot language regarding the Road Commission. To transfer powers, duties, and functions of the elected Road Commission to the County Commissioners. And for County Commissioners to change back to having Road Commission members to be appointed by County Board. And other agenda items include the board expecting to select a healthcare provider for jail inmates, review revisions to the security contract, and to honor a retiring employee with a resolution. As we have updates about this board meeting, we will provide them here. You can always tune in or go to our website. Huron County's financial landscape and community concerns took center stage at their Board of Commissioners meeting on April 14th. The county's total state equalized value has now surpassed $5.5 billion, reflecting an 8.54% increase over the past year. This growth was seen across all property classes, including agricultural, commercial, and residential. While the taxable value of wind turbines saw a decrease of nearly $24 million due to depreciation, new solar and battery energy projects currently under construction added a combined $51 million to the county's value, particularly impacting Colfax and Meade townships. During public comments, residents voiced worries about potential PFAS chemical contamination linked to green energy infrastructure, including wind turbines, solar panels, and batteries. Other concerns included the fairness of health department board appointments, with allegations of extended deadlines for current members, and a call for a tax levy increase to support senior meal programs, citing a growing waiting list. Public comments largely centered on environmental concerns, but specific issues raised include potential PFAS contamination, groundwater impact, and calls for more rigorous soil testing. The board also interviewed candidates for the Health Department Board, including incumbent Joe Murphy, longtime former health department employee Vicki Coughlin, and nurse practitioner Joanne Coppa. One applicant, Devin Irion, withdrew his candidacy. The meeting concluded as commissioners moved into a closed session to discuss collective bargaining agreements. They advanced several key initiatives, including the approval of multiple millage renewals. Voters will decide on funding for older citizens, Veterans Affairs, and E-911 Central Dispatch during the August 4th, 2026 primary election. However, a proposed public safety millage for the November 3rd general election generated significant debate from one commissioner, Steve Vaughn. Vaughn questioned the $1.2 million levy, citing a lack of detailed budget planning, and suggesting a more conservative, shorter-term millage. After a vote, it was passed 5-1 to allow it to go on ballot. And authorities in San Juan County are investigating what may be a hate-motivated break-in at a home in Brown City. Police say a residence on McMorran Street belonging to a biracial family was vandalized while the homeowners were in the process of relocating to Ohio. One of the family's daughters discovered the damage when she returned to the house to collect some belongings. According to investigators, the home had been broken into, walls were damaged, paint was spilled across the floors, and multiple racial slurs spray painted inside. Brown City police were notified of the incident on April 4th and say the case remains active. Officials indicate several charges are being considered, including the possibility of hate crimes. The FBI has now joined the investigation and is working alongside local authorities. Community members say the incident's troubling for the small town where the family had lived for several years without prior issues. Anyone with information is urged to contact Brown City Police. And we'll be right back after this message from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
Hey, Thumb area! Stay connected with ThumbNet.net, your one-stop shop for the latest community events. Our community calendar has everything from festivals to events of all sorts. Need the weather forecast? We've got you covered. Plus, catch up on local, national, and international news all in one place. Remember to check out the local coupon page for great savings at your favorite local businesses. Stay informed, save money, and enjoy all that our community has to offer. Visit ThumbNet.net today. ThumbNet.net, your local resource for news, weather, events, and much more.
Looking to save big at your favorite local businesses? ThumbNet has you covered. Check out our exclusive coupon deals featuring amazing discounts from Ace Hardware of Bad Axe, Seavoying Ace Hardware, Brown's Marketplace of Harbor Beach, Deckerville, and Sandusky, Caseville Family Market, and Ashley Home Store of Bad Axe. Whether you're craving a meal, shopping for gifts, or needing a service, you'll find incredible savings on ThumbNet.net. Visit ThumbNet.net today and start saving. ThumbNet.net, your connection to local savings.
And we are back, and that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to ThumbNet.net anytime, anywhere for more news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.